USA Radio News with John Hunt.
From police injuries to financial losses from looters, the aftermath from weeks of cross-country protests are crushing some cities. All told, the unruly demonstrations following the death of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Ahmaud Arbery could make it one of the costliest displays of civil disorder in U.S. history. In many places, the financial fallout comes as cities and states are draining their coffers trying to fight COVID-19. The end result for these cities could put them millions of dollars in the red and struggling for years. In Minneapolis, costs related to the protest could hit over $500 million. In Portland, Oregon, nearly 80 nights of destruction have caused them $23 million and counting. And in Chicago, a city that's seen soaring crime rates and corruption at the highest levels, the damage done from the protest has high-end retailers crippled and mom-and-pop stores trying to eke out a living. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A three-judge panel of the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals threw out California's ban on high-capacity ammunition magazines, saying the law violates the U.S. Constitution's protection to the right to bear firearms. Judge Kenneth Lee wrote for the panel's majority, "Even well-intentioned laws must pass constitutional muster." California's ban on magazines holding more than 10 bullets strikes at the core of the Second Amendment, the right to armed self-defense. He noted that California passed the law in the wake of heart-wrenching and highly publicized mass shootings, but said that's not enough to justify a ban whose scope is so sweeping that half of all magazines in America would be unlawful in California. Israel's agreement to establish diplomatic ties with the United Arab Emirates marks a great moment in its relationship with Arab countries, but Palestinians are saying it puts a just resolution of the Middle East conflict farther out of reach. Listen live anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
With two test flights behind them, NASA and SpaceX are targeting the first operational launch of a Crew Dragon spacecraft on a flight carrying four astronauts to the International Space Station. The no earlier than launch date assumes NASA officials will get the certification following a detailed review of data collected during a piloted crew test Dragon flight earlier this summer. So far, officials say no major issues have come to light that would prevent clearance to proceed with operational space station crew rotation missions. If that holds up, the Crew Dragon capsule, perched atop a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket, would blast off. On board, whenever it takes off, will be NASA astronauts Mike Hopkins and Shannon Walker, making their second spaceflight each, rookie astronaut Victor Glover, and veteran Japanese flyer Soji Nogachi, making his third flight to the space station. Peter Fonda's wife, Margaret, is now suing Providence St. Joseph's Health Center in Santa Monica and a number of the doctors individually, claiming they negligently failed to properly consult, diagnose, and treat the late actor. According to newly filed legal documents, the hospital and doctors allegedly failed on a number of issues such as ordering proper tests, advising him of the necessity of more frequent follow-ups, and recommending he seek treatment from other specialists. Margaret alleges that Peter died due to the hospital and doctors' failure to perform each of those duties. The iconic actor died from lung cancer back in August 2019. He was 79. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.